When Danny Chu does something, he does it all the way.
This is Danny Chu. I'm 51 years old. I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where I've lived all my life. My goal is to bicycle ride 1,000,000 miles over the course of a lifetime.
Chu has won the Race Across America twice, riding 3,000 miles in 8 days on 3 hours of sleep each night. So it's only natural that he's the guy responsible for the most grueling bike race in Pittsburgh. The Dirty Dozen challenges cyclists to ride the steepest hills in the city. The hills are incorporated into a 50-mile loop that begins in Highland Park and ends in Hazelwood.
There's so many good hills and climbs out of the river valleys here. We wanted to pick a ride where we would showcase the city's toughest and steepest hills and never really getting more than about 10 kilometers or 6 miles from the center of the city.
The year was 1983. Chu and his brother Tom and their friend Bob Gottlieb got together and pored over topographical maps of Pittsburgh, looking for the places where the lines that represent the change in elevation were closest together.
Sometimes it was funny. We'd go out there and it would just be a pair of steps. It wasn't a road at all. And so you couldn't do it. But we would be delighted if we found a new super steep hill. And we said, yeah, put that on the Dirty Dozen.
That first year, only 5 people raced, including the 3 organizers. And they were the only ones to actually finish.
It took a long time for it to grow. I mean, by the 15th year, I was still only getting about 20 people. It was only like in the last 10 years that I started getting like up to 100 riders. And then over 200 and 300 the last, you know, a few years.
At 10 a.m. on Saturday, 255 riders were gearing up to head across the Highland Park Bridge to Gayasuda Road in Aspinwall. Among them was 33-year-old Stephen Cummings, Pittsburgh real estate agent and 9-time Dirty Dozen champion. The winner is chosen through a point system.
I've never actually had to race the last hill, like, knock on wood.
At the bottom of each hill, Chu blows his whistle. And the race is on. The first person to the top gets 10 points. The second person gets 9. The third gets 8. And so on for the top 10 places. Cyclists ride non-competitively between the hills. Every year he's raced, Cummings has had a mathematical lock on first place before the last hill. But he says the competition is getting tougher every year.
I can only lose. I'm only going to get older. The young kids are only faster. You only have so much time to ride, so much time to train.
Cummings says the most difficult hill is Suffolk Street in Fineview.
Suffolk Street ends on cobbles, so and you don't see the cobbles at the bottom. You go up a really steep pitch, and then you turn right, and it's even steeper, and then you turn left, and it's even steeper, and then it turns to cobbles for maybe like 100 meters. It's like heartbreaking when you make the final left, and if you don't know they're there.
Predictably, Danny Chu says Suffolk is his favorite hill because it has the longest steep section. But the most infamous hill in the Dirty Dozen is Canton Avenue in Beachview. With a 37% grade, meaning there is 37 feet of rise for every 100 feet of distance, Canton is the steepest paved street in Pittsburgh and is considered one of the steepest in the world.
So it's really a circus event. You get relatives and friends yelling, go, go. So somebody's ringing like a cowbell, like a rooting section. And then riders are falling left and right. People are trying to get by the person that crashed in front of them. It's really a spectacle.
There to cheer on the riders were father and daughter Rich and Jill Betters. Rich lives in Munhall, and Jill lives in Philadelphia.
I wish we did something like this in Philly, this true, gritty, guerrilla bike race. It's awesome.
The two had been watching the live stream of this year's race on cyclingfusion.com and knew they couldn't miss seeing Canton in person.
Yeah, we actually kind of planned our day around being here today.
If a cyclist loses forward motion, stops, or puts their foot down, they have to start the hill over from the bottom.
It's so short that it doesn't take a whole lot of energy to keep trying again, so there's this constant parade of riders up there. I made the food stop on top of Canton Avenue because we're there for at least a half hour while all these people try to get up the hill.
Ryan Palermo took 3 tries to get to the top of Canton. On the 3rd try, catastrophe struck.
Last time I came up, had a good line on the right, but then got to the very top and tried to shift a gear and my rear derailleur just ripped right off the bike.
After Canton Avenue, there are just 4 more hills for the cyclist to tackle. And as if the race wasn't hard enough, Chu throws in 1 little twist right at the end.
I blow the whistle about 3 miles before we get to the board, so it's like road racing conditions. This is just tradition.
Unlike previous years, Stephen Cummings actually had to race the last hill. After 11 hills, there was only one other racer with enough points to catch him, 16-year-old Ian Bond.
If he beats me, that's great for the sport. It's great for Pittsburgh cycling, so I'd rather win, but it's a win-win.
It took about 25 volunteers to keep the race running smoothly. There were people in charge of the food stops at Millvale Park and at the top of Canton Avenue. There were two people keeping track of the top finishers in the men's and women's categories. And there was a whole crew of folks live streaming the event. Then there were the sponsors, one of which is notorious for associating its brand with extreme sporting events.
Last year, I think I drank a record 6 Red Bulls during the Dirty Dozen, 2 in the morning, like 2 at the first food stop and 2 at the second. I was really, so to speak, wired.
Eaton Park provided snacks and warm drinks at the food stops. Many of Pittsburgh lent the videographers cars so they could squeeze into small parking spots. And West Mifflin's Big Bang Bike Shop helped with bike repairs during the race. It's unusual for a bike race to have so many participants and sponsors and not be sanctioned in any way by the bicycle racing community, by the city, or even by the police department.
They know that I have it and don't bother me at all. Hopefully that'll continue that way, but you know, as it gets bigger, obviously it's going to be harder for me to keep doing it, you know.
It'll also get harder for Chu to keep doing it as he gets older, but he doesn't see that becoming an issue anytime soon.
I have to groom somebody to take it over once I can't do it anymore, but I would think that I can do it for another 20 or 30 years, because if I have to live to 70 years old to get my million miles, I plan to be around and to keep biking.
Ryan Palermo, who lost her rear derailleur at the top of Canton, was able to borrow a bike from her cousin and ended up winning the women's competition.
I feel great. It's been a great day. I mean, really, the weather was not as big of a factor as I thought it was going to be. And of course, you know, with all these people cheering you on, it makes it a little bit more bearable.
And Stephen Cummings walked away with his 10th win after Ian Bond got a cramp on the 12th hill.
Yeah, decade. Yeah, wow. Maybe it's time to be done. Go out on a high note.
Whatever Cummings decides next year, there will undoubtedly be riders nipping at his heels. With more than 250 cyclists, this year's group was the second largest ever, including a record 22 women riding. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.